So I'm in the old post house in Newhall, and we've been looking at this place as part of the social media get together from the Swab Business Club. And I'm here today with
Glenys Williams.
and Glenys Williams is going to tell me a little bit about this the place itself, the rooms, the what they actually offer here. There's a beautiful cafe downstairs which I've just walked past, and it looks like some wonderful food going on there. I wanted to know about the rejuvenation side of this place. How did you get involved with that?
Well, I was a manager of the Newhall Surgery for 10 years before I retired. And prior to that, I'd been a lecturer, senior lecturer in management. And when I went to the surgery, one of the things that I was had available to me was statistics, health, deprivation, all that sort of stuff. This whole area, this circle here, in front of us was derelict. This was derelict. The place over there was derelict. All that land was derelict. And next door still is derelict, of course. And so this whole centre of Newhall, which of course is the original old village, Swadling Cove is relatively new. Looked awful, and we have a very high deprivation rates. They're still here, but they're hidden because of all the new build and everything looks nicer. But people talk about Chesterfield and Bolsover, but they're just as bad down here. I don't know if you've heard of a super output area, but that's they can do deprivation by postcode, and we have three in Midway and that are in the top 20% in the country.
My God.
And people just don't understand that, they don't know it. So our reason I started this was for several reasons. First of all, I could see there was a need. I've also, because I was a teacher, I could see that there was an educational need because low educational standards still here. But giving people an education, giving them an opportunity to move onwards and upwards can be the making of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen it because that's what I used to do all the time. Mm-hmm. And so that was my main reason, was to give something to the people of Newhall, because they'd had nothing for years and years. I think there's about 11,000 people in Newhall, Stanton and Midway. And all the money's sort of going into the middle, but there's nothing coming out.
And this place has been here 7 years, right?
It's been open for seven years. This is the eighth year, yeah.
Okay, and so how did you go about getting the funding about it? What motivated you enough to go, right, actually, that's the place, we're going to use this place... And what made you take that
Naivety.
I think we can all be accused of that at some point in our lives.
Actually, what happened was I had this concept. And then in the surgery, through the door, came an invitation to the Lotteries Roadshow. And it was held in the little town hall in Swadlincote. And I went along. And first of all, they did the arts. Nothing in there. Then they did the sport, nothing in there. And then they did the charity lottery. And I thought, and they said, unlimited money and you don't have to have matched funding. And I thought, oh, I'll just go and ask them for it, you see. Okay. That's the naivety bit. The naivety is that they're not having to have matched funding, because that's actually not true. They always want to know that you're involved with other funders as well. Well, we sort of went round in circles. This was bought, because it was central, and we had a look round, we thought this is it, this was bought. And it was bought for us by Global Enterprises, who were the people that operated the TIP. So it was the landfill tax.
Okay.
So they bought the place, still derelict, still all boarded up. We just didn't seem to be getting anywhere. And then, I don't know what happened, whether somebody spoke to somebody, I don't know. But all of a sudden we had 50,000 from the East Midlands Development Agency for a project worker.
Wow.
And once we had that, and he was starting to make bids to the different people, then we got money from Coalfields Regeneration, and we got money from the big lottery. So all in all, up to date, he's brought us in about £1.3 million. But suddenly, funding's gone. Most funders have got capital, and they give out the interest. Well, there isn't any interest, is there, at the moment?
No.
So whilst Lloyds TSB, just for example, would give out an average of £60,000 last year, it's 16 this year.
That's crazy.
And so, unfortunately with Terry, he's always known he's got to get his own money, and it's just not there, so we've had to make him redundant. That's one of those things, unfortunately.
We're going to carry this on in part two. I'm going to find out about what people can do in the local area, and mention about some of the stuff that we're thinking of doing about educating people, in particular computer-related things online in local self-awareness groups.